Roy, how's morale been this week after a good victory against UT?
Morale's been good. It's been like that for quite a while now. Really good dressing room, upbeat. Obviously happy with a lot of aspects of last week's performance, areas that we know we can tidy up on as well, but we needed to win after the previous week, so we're happy with that, and hopefully we can kick on now.
Travis, next up.
We know how tough it is down there. They've shown that over the last few years that they're capable of taking points off anybody, and we know that if we're not right at it in every facet of the game, then we can come unstuck. So we'll completely respect the opposition. What they've done down there, I think, is absolutely brilliant. There's not too many teams in this league now with a small budget, but they do. They're one of very few actually with a small budget, so they deserve huge credit for what's going on down there. The togetherness that they show, they've got good experience mixed with good young players as well, so Kevin and Darren and the players and all the staff down there deserve huge credit.
Of course, looking into this game in a bag of defeat to Dundalk last week, but as you say, Kevin, that, you know, they do their homework, they know, and you know what they're like. They're a good management team, and they've done their homework again today.
Of course, and they beat St Pat's on the Monday before Dundalk. They went 1-0 up away to Dundalk, so there wasn't loads in the game. So yeah, we know what we're coming up against, a really good side. We'll respect them as we always respect the opposition, but we have to turn up. We have to play on the front foot. We have to go after the game, and try and kick on from the second half performance the other night.
Of course, you brought Danny Mullen and Paul McMullen, and were there in the last window. They've been a great addition, and you can see in the last few games, Danny's really been hitting the ground.
Danny's done well. He's scored a few goals over the last number of weeks, and he's getting fitter and sharper. He hasn't had a pre-season. We knew there would be a period of settling in. Paul probably got up to speed quicker than what we thought, which was great for us. But I have no doubt they'll be two very, very good players for the club.
Of course, and there's a lot of competition in that dressing room, Rory, to get them places in your team. You know, so that's good too.
It is good, and obviously Patrick's getting closer to return. Mark Connolly's getting closer to return, so we're not far away. Kieran Harkin's doing really well with his rehab. So we're not too far away, and we just need to keep going and stay focused and try and win the game on Friday night, because anything else is out of our control.
Of course, you mentioned Kieran Harkin there. Do you feel maybe Kieran would make a start before the end of the season, or will it be not left to maybe start the next?
I don't know. I don't need to put any pressure on Kieran at all. He's come this far now. It's been a real difficult period for him, which will, in a strange way, probably make him more resilient and mentally tough. Not that he wasn't already, because he's a tough boy, but I'm sure Kieran, when we get him up and running again, we'll go on and have a good probably second half of his career, and we'll try and support him in doing that.
Of course, there is a few players out of contract where you come in the end of the season. Have you had a chance to talk to any, or are they leaving at the, you know, deal at the end of the season?
Well, we're sort of having a few discussions, but everyone's kind of clear on the situation, and we'll keep that in house and move on between now and the end of the season.
Thank you, Rory.
Thanks.